The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans, yum. And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding, amazing. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
Time now for Brady post National Chicken Wing Day. And all the chatter of Brady hoping that we'd forget getting 12 piercings, one a month, and then building the calendar of Brady's chicken wing ear wings.
Yeah, and how many calendars do we have already sold?
Oh, the one dude had 50. He marked them down for 50. I had probably 20 on my email saying I'd buy one of those. I'd get one of those. They weren't confirmed, but definitely we'd talk him into it. We throw in a little cha-ching Chavez, some beer from Four Peaks, get some sponsors on this, and Brady's calendar leading you to the Prince Albert of Christmas.
And Christy M.F. Simmons texted back in. She said, Brady, I will clear out my schedule to do this. I'll be gentle because it's your first time, unless you want it rough.
Can we do a teaser photo today?
And I said it was $1,000 a piercing from me to you.
Right, yeah.
Now, a real man would take that piercing money and go right to the charity and say, this is, but you can keep it too.
Right.
If you want it. Oh, yeah, that's what you do at golf tournaments. Golf tournaments give the 50-50 raffle.
And I was like, of course. You know.
Congratulations, you won $4,000. We raised $8,000. We're going to give $4 to you and $4 to the charity. And you're like, all right, here's your other $4.
You know what? Give it to the charity.
Yeah, F that. Yeah.
Some people do. Some people walk away with that check, and they're like, hey.
They try to do it even at the ball games where you buy that cash. You know,
oh, that 50-50 round? Yeah. Oh, they try to get it from you there, too?
Oh, they'll mention it.
Still not convinced that's real. The last few times at the Diamondbacks game, there's no mention of who's the winner.
Well, there is some, like, nobody's.
They need the money there.
I know.
Well, we've brought it up many times. I've never met anybody who's won the 50-50 round.
Never.
At spring training, at a game.
But at least at spring training, you used to see the guy in the outfield. Woo!
Never. I've never heard a woo. No, they're drunk at spring training. There's a lot of wooing for no reason.
Okay, well, that's true.
I don't think I've ever heard a 50-50 raffle winner.
My brother-in-law won it on the Costa Concordia, and then it sunk. But he got his cash first.
A raffle.
You buy at the beginning of the week.
This is the lady with the banana.
There's Christy M.F. Simmons.
Oh, that's M.F. Simmons. Jacob's Ladder.
She's done it on a banana to show you what.
Oh, and the tip.
Ooh. Oh, the tip is the Albert. That's the.
Well, you got the Albert, and then this is the. What is this? The cross. What do they call the?
The impaling.
No, the one that went around the Corona.
Yeah, the frenum or something like that.
It might be something.
I've learned more about piercings in the last two days than I have in my 40-something years.
40-something. He's such a lady. In my 40 years.
Well, no, because it's coming up now next week.
So. Yeah. That's right. You're 48.
40-something still.
You're behind.
40-something still.
This one says, John, you're our homegrown hero. It would suck if you went to another station, but even if you did your show on a Christian rock station, and I would love
that. Oh, man.
After my recent blaspheming.
Lightning strikes on that studio every morning.
If it were real, I'd worry.
Right.
Trust me, folks. If it were real, I'd have been hit by now. Said, even if it's a Christian rock station, I'd still tune in and then turn back at 10:15 and listen to Larry. If you leave the valley, you're dead to me. See,
it's the Rizzo syndrome.
Yeah,
that's right. We got a long time ago. Good,
but
fat
by that
offer.
Logic, it'd be okay if Rizzo went to the Sox. Didn't leave Chicago.
No, I know.
Sox and, what I'm saying.
Yeah, a little bit, but don't ruin it. The guy was praising me. Just knock it off. Let that happen. Let that soak in. And that's the danger of, like, even I said that, like, years ago. I'm like, somebody said, we'll give you just an ass load of money to go to Atlanta. And I remember sitting there thinking, this doesn't feel right, but it's an awful lot of money. And I felt like I could do that 2-year deal in Atlanta, or I could get it here in 5 years. Mm-hmm. And I like it here. I might hate Atlanta, and then I get fired in Atlanta, and now I'm certain. Well, now I'm a gypsy.
You will get fired.
Yeah, now I'm a gypsy.
All gypsies get fired.
When you start chasing the cash, you end up dancing. But you know what? I regret it. That was a lot of money. It's a ton.
Could make a nice little Vardaloo, the gypsy wagon. Is that what it's called?
The Gardaloo? That's the
Vardaloo.
Vardaloo is. I don't know what a Vardaloo is.
That's that.
You know what gypsy
Gardaloo is your piss pot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I think it's a
Vardaloo. What's a Vardaloo? Look it up. Why do you know what gypsy wagons are called?
Because we had it one day, and I remember talking about the Vardaloos.
Hmm. That's peculiar.
Pretty sure that's what it
is. All right. Well, we'll get to the Brady Report and find out what this word Brady remembers is. I'm Brady the Wordsmith. Who knew? The Brady Report brought to you by Hooters and Mick Ultra.
I must be spelling it wrong because there's nothing.
Hmm. Just type in gypsy wagon.
Okay.
It's called an Outback. It's Friday. You can start the weekend off with happy hour at Hooters. Half off select appetizers at and a Michelob Ultra draft on special right there at Hooters from 3 to 6. Get your weekend going today at Hooters. What is it?
It's a Vardo.
Vardo.
V-A-R-D-O.
Vardo.
It's the name for wagons used by the Romani people, otherwise known as British gypsies. They come in a few different shapes and are elaborately decorated inside and out.
Romani Stego House.
Boy, the things I learned during the Brady
from
Report.
From Brady. I know.
From Brady.
Well, sort of from Brady.
Yeah.
Brady shoots out of
well, he got
fairy.
Us there.
From the hip.
Yeah, yeah. He got us there.
There's a Vardo. Brady's looked into those gypsy wagons. You've stumbled across a few of those chasing lizards into the woods.
Sweet! Oh, what's this, a tiny house? See if Toledo's dad's in there. Mr. Toledo?
Go away. I don't want any.
That's him.
Brady's. That's the guy. That's the guy.
You were almost Dorothy as a kid from Wizard of Oz, knocking on these kind of doors.
Blown away.
Yeah. Well, I'm a magic man is what I am.
I'll take some of that elixir.
But you don't have anything in that Vardo for me and my dog. Well, why, sure I do, little lady. I'm a boy.
Okay, Brady, go.
Good Friday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. We've made it.
Hi.
Happy National Cheesecake Day.
Ooh. Little dessert after National Chicken Wings Day.
I feel like we've doubled up on that one, too.
Well, we've had a few.
They probably have.
They.
The National
Day. Tomatoes, tomatoes, yeah. Whatever.
The National Day Committee. I'll take it up with them.
No, he won't.
Brady.
Hey, could you up it?
When you say they've doubled up, aren't we really talking about you? I see you.
Got a couple of basis fun facts. Comet tails always point away from the sun because they're created by solar winds.
So they go towards the tail for a while?
Yeah.
Huh.
Wait a minute. What?
Neat.
Toward the tail.
I'm lost.
Yeah. Like, if it's going away from the sun, the tail's in front of it. According to what Brady.
How's that?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm. Well, we don't know because there's no air. But you're saying the tail goes forward.
As it eventually goes half its trip away from the sun. That's right.
So as it's going there, if the cone is always going away from the sun, then it's got to chase its own tail.
Skeptical, Brady.
And it's because our language calls it a tail, which in our heads is always behind something.
Horn in front.
Whatever it would be. Yeah. Be like a giant candy corn.
The British had 500,000 cats enlisted in their army during World War I, mostly to kill rats on ships and at bases.
And so one guy could go, release the pussy, just as a joke.
One of them named Simon even got a Medal of Valor for surviving a brutal attack and continuing to kill rats.
Sir, there's a big struggle out there with our pussy army. It's doing gangbusters work in the streets, but I'm afraid we're losing many, many.
We'll find more pussy. What are you, a man or a mouse? Any good man could go out and wrangle pussy in the streets
of
London.
Find more pussy.
So, the attempt at having this double entendre joke in the military is really backfiring on us all.
Wonder if that's where Ian Fleming got the name for the
could
woman.
Be. Well, maybe I should put you in the pussy army since you've got so many complaints.
Sir, enough already. It's not funny. Even the men don't laugh at it anymore.
The San Antonio Spurs are the only NBA team that doesn't have a losing record all time against any other NBA team.
They have a winning record against every team in the league.
Yeah. They're even, though, with the Portland Trailblazers. 88-88.
You didn't have to say the second one.
Let me stop you there, Brady.
That record would be 88 and...
Your guess?
88.
You had to look at his paper.
Hewlett-Packard... could have been called Packet Hewlett. Packard Hewlett.
What?
Hewlett Packard could have been called Packard Hewlett.
I liked your first try.
Because Bill Hewlett and Dave Packard did a coin flip to choose the name.
You said Packet Hewlett.
Packard Hewlett.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Hewlett Packard could have been Packard Hewlett.
Yep.
The names could have been reversed.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, but
that,
I
John.
Thought you said
but it was a coin flip.
Packet Hewlett the you first did. Time, and they just messed up names.
Probably.
Yeah. Probably indeed.
I don't know if you've been seeing the Paris Olympic Games. They've been promoting it coming in 2024. Their logo for it is Karen.
It's a fat like lady?
Angry Karen emoji, kind of.
Well, it kind of is. Just a flaming lady with lips.
And people are taking notice.
That is kind of funny. If it happens at all.
A new study looked at the best places to be if civilization completely collapsed. For you doomsday preppers. And the top five spots are all islands.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to have good weather.
New Zealand, number one, followed by Iceland, the UK, Tasmania, and Australia, and then Ireland.
Here's what I think.
Ireland.
That list, you say if civilization and humanity just collapses on itself.
Yeah.
Is the list that will permeate through and everyone will flood those places. Yeah. I would go to the place last on the list. It's like flying the day of a plane crash. You're not afraid of your plane crashing. So you go to like, that's when you go to Chicago.
The most populated places.
Yeah, you go to the places that are the exodus.
You wouldn't go to the last place.
You go toward
to like
the exodus.
In the middle.
No way. You go towards the exodus. All the places in the middle are going to get hit by the big places are going to flood. So you go back towards those and you just raid all the refrigerators.
Well, that's if you, I mean, the exodus happens.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to wait for that. I mean, those people are leaving before that. That's why they're going.
But if they're saying they're going to New Zealand and everybody's trying to escape to these islands that are like, this is the place where civilization is going to be okay because of the collapse, you go back towards where they left.
But Ireland on that list?
No, I'm not
going to Ireland. Bunch of goddamn Conor McGregors running around drunk. I'm out.
We're not letting you in here. Nobody. They'd just be standing there with their fists
fighting all the time.
I dare you to try to come into our island. Look, we'll wipe your asses out. Move, midgets.
How dare you? I swear to God, I'll punch you right in the hips as high as I can reach. My ankle.
Yeah, that's right, Connor. You're all mouth. A whole lot of you. This whole island is just a bunch of yabber-dabbers.
I dare you to come over here screaming at me like that. We'll fight.
And we'll fight for 5 seconds. Yeah, we'll knock your ass out. Move, you drunken idiot. We're taking your island.
According to a new poll, Americans love snacks so much that 69% of the people say they always bring some kind of snack with them when they're on the go.
No kidding?
Yep.
Not me.
I never have one with me.
You, go
you have snacks in the car?
No, I don't.
You pick one up in the morning, though. You
yeah,
grab a snack.
Every now and then, yep.
Yeah, well, I bring in nuts and trail mix here, but...
Then you have snacks? That's what they're talking about.
Yeah, but I don't always
You're bringing them with you.
I bring
it's
them
on the go.
Here.
Okay.
I don't eat them on the road.
Yeah, he does.
No, I don't.
Got a bowl of soup in the car.
Soup, sure.
Lasagna.
Why not? Who doesn't have a good split pea?
Good, nice
ready?
Soup sitting there ready to go. Everybody's got something.
I got a crock pot plugged in the back right now.
That's why you bought the car.
Yeah. People magazine just talked about the super sour Warheads hard seltzer.
Wow.
It's nostalgic.
The candy?
The nostalgic drink of the summer. Partnered with a brewery in New York. Guess because everyone who loved the candy is now over 21.
Yeah.
They've got 4 flavors, watermelon, black cherry, blue raspberry, and green apple.
Make it delicious for the kids. Right. It's like flavored cigarettes, isn't it?
Yeah.
You get in trouble for that before.
Brett, you mentioned this yesterday, but we have a Cassalander sighting in L.A.
That's
again.
Right.
Jetpack Man was out and about. They still
they don't know who this guy is.
Haven't been able to capture this guy.
We do.
But they know one pilot in a Boeing 747 reported seeing an object that might have resembled a jetpack 15
over
miles
LAX,
east of LAX.
Which is in the Mexican neighborhood.
At 5,000 feet.
Which means Homelander can float above the airport, and so can that guy, Cassalander.
Orale, Holmes, I got some more gas for my jetpack. I'm back in the air again.
He finally got it fixed.
What's up, USC? I don't have to buy tickets anymore. I can watch from above.
No rims.
Two leaf blowers and a dream, SA, and I am flying. I'm going to fight crime, but I would have to arrest half of my family. I'm not doing it. Castlelander is out of gas. I'll see you in 5 more months.
It's amazing that they still can't track him down.
Well, we're going to shoot him down. That's going to be the thing.
At 5,000 feet?
He's becoming a risk. Yeah, I don't care how high
he
is.
You think you'd have time to figure it out. Hey, I think I see a guy, a jetpack at 5,000 feet.
Yeah, well, the planes are busy worrying what's he doing. And they report back, like, we got a guy in a jetpack floating around about 15 miles off to the east of LAX. You guys going to shoot that down or what?
Oops, sorry. They went through one of my engines.
I don't know. Those neighborhoods around LAX, you know he's got an AK up there with him. So he's strapped. Castlelander is strapped.
What are you looking at, American Airlines? Castlelander in the house. I just shut down a jumbo jet. Like a big piñata. Only the candy was people and luggage.
I love Castlelander. Him floating around out there. I'm like, he's become like a folk hero to me. Because he just shoots up over this weird thing, hovers and lets a plane see him, and then disappears back into society. How would you find him? I mean, you have to shoot him down to get him or wait for him to land.
Yeah.
And you have to know when he's going up.
But imagine you're landing in L.A. I mean, you got to land at a place where no one's talking. So there's plenty of spots for that.
Yeah, Brady.
In LAX? Yeah.
No, not in LAX. No, in his neighborhood. They're not ratting him out.
Look, dude. Jose's going up on Tuesday.
Good one, SA.
Don't tell nobody. That's ridiculous. You'd even think about telling.
Just going to land in their above ground pool?
I don't think you should go up there again, Jose. Oh, shut up. What's this?
Just a couple of leaf blowers.
Put some gas in it. 3-1, dummy. You're going to wreck it.
I've got some science news.
All right. And yeah.
Hello, my friends. I'm Professor Brady Bogan, and this is your science news.
That's a well-oiled machine.
Well, today.
Yeah. No, I didn't say forever.
Russia's new science module docked at the space station yesterday.
Cool.
Then out of nowhere, its thrusters fired. So the whole station's slowly started spinning out of control. It spun 45 degrees before another set of thrusters spun it back.
Corrected. Whoa.
NASA claims the crew was never in danger. But at the end of his shift, the flight director in Houston tweeted, "Yeehaw! That was a day."
They're in space, so they're always in danger.
Yeah, don't lie to us and say that. Yeah. Don't give me the bull of it was out of control for a second, but they were never in danger. Well, then I guess it wasn't out of control, was it? Because that sounds dangerous to me. You know, my car gets out of control, I'm in danger. And if I don't hit anything, I don't say.
And so are people around you.
Was never in danger. Yes, you were. You just didn't happen to hit it.
In other space news, astronomers detected light coming from behind a black hole for the first time, which seems impossible, but the black hole was bending the light. Cool. It's something that Einstein predicted. But it's never been confirmed until now. A study found puppies are born ready to interact with people. We've been around them and breeding them for so long, it's now hardwired in their DNA.
No kidding.
A geologist in Canada may have found the oldest animal fossils ever. They're from the sea, a couple of sea sponges that were 890 million years ago. If they're confirmed, that's 350 million years older than the current record.
That's a good get. We got some questions in between there.
Yeah.
You buy it? You struggle with that.
They give or take a million or so years.
They're not going to be dead.
That's the over-under.
And they're not picking it. It was a Tuesday in June. They're giving you a general time.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
The Holy Grail for clean energy is coming
garbage.
Up with a battery that can store lots of electricity for days and do it cheaply. Now a company in Massachusetts called the Form Energy may have done it. Their new battery can hold a charge for over 4 days.
A battery, like a phone battery?
Can hold an electrical charge for 4 days.
We don't have that right now. Chargeable batteries very rarely last that long.
So that's your science news!
That changes cars and all sorts of
stuff. Oh, yeah. Miami has come up with a new cryptocurrency, their very own. The mayor of Miami, Florida, is spotlighting the city's very own cryptocurrency. It'll replace the current currency that they're using, cocaine. But they figure if it's used right, it'll generate millions of dollars for the city's economy if people embrace it.
If you buy your cocaine with crypto now, Miami will be much better.
Yeah, it's called Miami Coin.
Yeah.
It's called Yayo. Nothing will ever change.
Google is kicking sugar dating apps out of their Play Store. The apps that are...
sugar dating?
What is that?
They're not allowed to exchange sexual favors for...
Oh, sugar daddy websites?
Rewards, basically. Oh. Yeah, there is one called a sugar daddy, I believe.
Yeah. But there are sugar type sites where you bone for product.
Yep.
It's kind of like radio and Plugola.
It's a bartering.
it's just basically like, I'll do that if you... You know, you give me a little something on the side. It's prostitution.
Radio in the 80s.
But who's banning that? The internet?
Google.
They can't stop it. They'll just call it something else. It'll just shift.
It can, but I'm sure they'll put the
look, it's the oldest, profession anything. For a reason. It finds ways around all the modern stops. It doesn't matter what technology's come along. It's grabbed hold of it. It's used it. It's never stopped. Just allow it, for God's sakes.
There's a jewelry store in Paris, Chame, and it just had someone break in there and take off with some jewels on a scooter. Got away with about $3.5 million in jewelry, and it all went down. No one saw anything. They do have video surveillance of the guy going down the street. He's got a mask on. Looks like he's wearing his suit. He's got the bag. But the reason why no one was able to get him at the time is because Jean-Claude Van Damme was in, coming out of the store next to it, and all these people gathered around. It was a complete
distraction. He was the distraction. Oh. People still gather around Jean-Claude Van Damme when he came out of the,
He's getting some new glasses, I guess, coming out of the optometrist.
JCVD can't wander around the streets and not be left alone?
They love them in Paris.
No kidding. In Paris? They're indifferent. Yeah. They're indifferent.
Who else did they got?
They're indifferent to everything. Nobody.
They got nothing.
They don't care about that kind of stuff.
Jerry Parker. Lewis.
That was it. Tony Parker and Jerry Lewis. Those were the two. When Jerry died, they're like, yeah, screw it. Who cares about celebrity?
Van Damme just moved up the princess ladder.
Princess Diana was like, run her over. She's in the way.
Depardieu, he would create Depardieu a distraction.
Gerard Depardieu had a big one.
Is he alive? I don't know. Is he even allowed out? I'm not sure.
Is he alive still?
Yeah, but he had some.
That body shape doesn't last long.
Battling some charges, I think.
Was he?
He had some allegations.
He's a big man. That's shocking. Jean-Claude Van Damme, like, getting a mob crowd.
He's 72. He is alive.
That's shocking. Boy, I would watch. The over-under on Depardieu making the 70s was...
He has been charged with rape.
Well, yeah. He's French. Pepe Le Pew was around for a reason.
There's some stereotypes there.
There's some of that stuff that's...
Let's get to some radio videos.
Mon ami.
Got a couple of good ones today. The first one is a guy has to go across a little canal, but he decides rather than walking around it, I'll just scoot across it on my little skim board.
Okay. Oh, boy. This is not going to end well. Skimming across a giant canal. Oh, he did it.
Very
impressive.
That had to cut off 40 minutes of his walk time. That's a big canal. There's no bridge for a while. Very impressive. Look at that.
Okay. All right.
That's an Olympic sport right there.
That's impressive. Yeah.
I like that. Where was that?
I don't know where it was.
That's neat.
It was Paris. He was trying to get to Jean-Claude
Van Damme. Jean-Claude Van Damme. He's across the road. I have to get over there immediately.
This is one of Brett's joints. It's the pizza place. A little fight goes down, and there's some cussing in it in the audio a little bit.
Right.
Of course there is.
Yeah, it's Italian.
But the instruments, they get out to they get some weapons.
Oh, man. Okay, so this is the chefs.
The one guy grabbed the pizza.
Wait, the whole crew of...
Oh, yeah, everyone's involved.
And there's nobody...
Now, here comes the pizza.
I can't tell who's the workers and who's the customers.
No one's breaking it up. Everybody's
get the paddle out.
Everybody's here,
whoa, oh, there's
whoa,
a catch.
Man,
oh,
yeah. Oh,
now there's a pizza board.
It's a pizza board. He's not going flat side.
Yeah, no. And that's not it. Now bring in the ladle.
Hatchet side.
Oh, they're using all the kitchen equipment. Oh, that dude takes two in the face from the man bun. Man bun's winning this fight. He's taking out the whole kitchen.
There's the ladle.
There's the ladle. That guy's not doing anything.
This is the best episode of Hell's Kitchen ever.
That's the guy who shut had the pizza paddle. What happened? Why'd you give that up?
Are we done? Are we done?
Broke it over his head or something.
He is again.
This is what happens when you order pineapple on a pizza.
Ladle man.
I love your people. After fighting for 5 minutes, you still put a finger in somebody's face.
That's right.
You idiots are getting blood in the risotto.
Oh, my God. Whoa, that's a good fight.
Awesome. Oh, slices only.
Wow, that's a melee in that pizza parlor.
This is the downside of having, the next one is the downside of having the Roomba, the little robot.
Yeah, the vacuum,
one.
Fake vacuum.
You got a small dog.
Oh, it takes the tail. Oh, it's got it. It's got your dog's tail. Turn it off.
He's okay.
All right, well, yeah.
That's pretty funny, though.
Whoa! Oh,
I like it.
He's just got to the point where he's okay with the damn thing.
Doesn't have enough power to drag it away. Because that would be the worst, you know, when they get a hold of the patio chairs.
Take off. Well, he's looking right at it. In fairness to the Roomba, the dog could have moved. Listen to the... Is that the dog or the girl?
I don't know.
That's the other girl screaming. That's pretty good. The dog's learned his lesson now. By the way, go to our Lost Our Home Pet Rescue pick of the litter. Roxy is this week's pick. I'm in love. Gorgeous little pit mix.
New edition?
No, I can't do it. I got too much going on with what's at my house. But Roxy's got to get a home. Roxy's unbelievably just awesome. Sweetest dog.
John, this is the latest fad of animal showers.
That's Rory.
Sorry,
go ahead.
Uh-oh, he got Rory. Yeah,
he pulled him up.
Yeah, okay. Here you go.
This is a dude bathing in some sort of yak piss.
Yeah.
As it comes out of the source. What is that, a cow?
Yeah.
He is washing his head and hair while a cow pisses on his head.
That might be a camel. No, it's...
It's a very skinny something. It's like a yak. What is that, Brady?
They're
like
cows.
One of range now,
I don't think that's a cow.
Oh, yeah.
No, Brady, that's a different
kind
of tail.
Legs on it.
It doesn't matter. He's getting
pissed
off.
What has a tuft of tail?
Who cares what it is? Yeah. Like a lion tail. Oh. Yeah, we don't even care about the guy getting the bath under it. Okay, they have film and technology to film stuff, and this is still how they shower.
But they don't have showers.
Priorities, people. You got Instagram.
Yikes.
That's hard to look at.
Fully sanitized.
That is hard to look at.
Wow.
Is that it?
That's it.
Thanks. That's a rough one.
Comes out warm every time. You don't have to worry about a cold shower.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeez. Built-in water heater.
Well, you go ahead and do that on your little Wild America thing and tell me how fun it is. Oh. Gross. And there you go. My God. Steve Burns coming in, right?
Yep.
Good. Burns is a sports guy, too. He'll understand the sports pain I'm in today.
Yeah.
We'll talk to Steve Byrne in just moments. He's over at CB Live this weekend. There goes your Brady Report, brought to you by Hooters.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.